sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, May 14th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just a short little story for this short segment. Congressman John James has announced he's running for governor of the state of Michigan. Well, a super PAC called Mission Michigan has funded $5 million into a super PAC announcing their support for John James. Dan and Pamela DeVos of the DeVos family kicking $5 million into a super PAC called Mission Michigan to support the gubernatorial ambitions of U.S. Congressman John James, according to the Detroit News opinion piece last night. The email from the couple to the columnist Caitlin Buss reads, quote, "We love the state of Michigan. We care deeply about the families, workers, and neighbors who call it home. That's why we're supporting John James, not just with our voices, but with our time, energy, and our investment. $5 million from a super PAC to support him." Meanwhile, Politico also reported yesterday that President Donald Trump's political team told Congressman James that President Trump wanted him to run for re-election in the very competitive 10th congressional district as opposed to running for governor. James didn't listen, and now the Republicans have a costly open seat to defend, according to the Politico story. Finally, potential gubernatorial candidate Kevin Rinke is an invited guest, along with the announced candidates Eric Nesbitt, Senate Minority Leader, and Mike Cox, to a Lincoln Day dinner not supported by the local county Republican parties. U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers, as well as House Majority Floor Leader Brian Posmus, former House Speaker Tom Leonard, State Representative Matt Maddock, and former Michigan Republican Party co-chair Michon Maddock are among the invited guests. Again, this is not sanctioned or being put on by any of the Republican county parties. U.S. Congressman John James is not on the list, although a source says he was invited. So let me get this straight. An unsanctioned event, not sanctioned by any of the county parties, none of the Michigan Republican Party, nobody tied to the Republican Party is part of this event. But yet, Kevin Rinke Eric Nesbitt and Mike Cox all have been invited and or may be coming, along with Mike Rogers. Got it. And the person who ran for state party chair, Sean Maddock, who lost to Jim Runstead, she's invited to the event. Sounds like a somewhat of a renegade group of people trying to do something, act like they're putting on a legitimate Lincoln Day dinner, when in fact, they're not. Very, very interesting story. Does that make you want to support John James for governor because DeVos family is giving him $5 million? Doesn't influence me in any way, shape, or form. Actually, it kind of does, but negatively, not positively. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. So what do you guys think? Do you think a U.S. congressman should run for governor of the state of Michigan? John James ran for the U.S. Senate twice and lost, ran for Congress, barely won his seat. It is a very competitive seat for for the 10th Congressional District in Washington. But he's always wanted to be a legislator. Running for the U.S. Senate twice, lost Debbie Stabenow, Gary Peters, but then got elected to go to Congress in Washington, D.C. Is this the type of person that we want being the governor, the CEO of the state of Michigan, as our candidate for next year, 2026? Sorry, I'm not interested in a politician. I'm not interested in a legislator. I want a business person. I want somebody from the private sector to run the state, just like Donald Trump, a businessman, is running the country, in my opinion. But I could be wrong. What do you guys think? Does this $5 million coming from Dan and Pamela DeVos in supporting John James, is this influencing you? Is it causing you to support him? For me, it's not. Again, the DeVos family trying to buy a politician. Do you think if he becomes the nominee, is able to win, because we are due for a Republican governor, do you think he'll be owned, obligated to Dan and Pamela DeVos? Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they got other DeVos family members to donate to his campaign as well. I got a meme that was sent to me that I posted on my Twitter X account. Again, if you haven't joined X, if you haven't joined Twitter, it's a much better platform now that Elon Musk owns it, is in control of it. But this post, this meme that I was sent, and if you want me to send it to you, just text me Rush, R-U-S-H, Rush Limbaugh. Kind of an interesting meme back before his death when Donald Trump gave him an award at the White House. Back when Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton, first term, 45th president, Washington can't afford for Trump to succeed. The gig is up. If an outsider businessman like Trump can fix messes that they have promised but failed to take care of in the past 30 years, then we the people will never vote establishment again. And that's why they're against him. Quote, end quote, said Rush Limbaugh, 2017. Well, here we are 8 years later. And these rhinos, establishment people, putting on events, acting like a Lincoln Day dinner? Okay, when they're not part of any county party, they're not part of the Michigan Republican Party, they're even taking names and donations from people to support their own little, I guess, revolution against Donald Trump, against Jim Runstedt, the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. And any of these candidates, any of these people that show up at this event, shame on you. The list is long. Most of them are our state representatives from Northern Michigan. Our state senator, John DeMoose, is on the list. I don't know if he's going to attend or not, but he's been invited. And Congressman Jack Bergman, all listed as speakers at this event. And now MERS News Service comes out with this story that this event, not sanctioned by any Republican Party, don't even know who these people are. Where's the money going for a $100 per plate event per person? They're asking for $5,000 sponsorships, $2,500 sponsorships. being sponsored by Friends of Up North. Who is that? I mean, this is amazing. So, announced candidates, Eric Nesbitt, Mike Cox, are going to it. Well, guess what? You two are off my list. Sorry. But when you're participating in a rogue event not sponsored by the Republican Party, the local county parties, sorry, not interested. So we'll see where this goes. We'll see who shows up. I'm not going. I'm not going to support it, sponsor it in any way, shape, or form. Don't want to have anything to do with this. So we'll see where this goes. But yeah, send me a text if you're inclined to be persuaded to support John James because of this donation. Bob, listening in down in Hillsdale, John James has proven he cannot win a statewide election. We cannot afford to lose in 2026. Let's move on. Absolutely agree with you, Bob. Randy Walker, James will lose. Well, he's already proven, like what Bob said, he can't win a statewide race. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Christian Marcus reporting in for duty. The announcement of John James is infuriating for him to risk an important seat at the federal level. Does not make sense. For the DeVos family, is very troubling. It's one too many times that they've done it. Rod Wheeler, Lake County, not a chance it will influence my vote. Patriot Jeff, Michigan freedom fighter, I'm already disappointed in John James. After this money, I'm not going to vote for him. Absolutely will not. Well, Mike Patrick. Now, this is, again, exactly what Donald Trump said. Exactly what Mike Patrick is saying. James, stay where you are. You can't win. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. Congressmen have to be reelected every 2 years. U.S. Constitution, representatives of the people. If you don't represent the people, they get the right to remove you every 2 years. By him running for governor, he can't be on the ballot for Congress in the 10th Congressional District. Folks, that is a critical seat to the state of Michigan. It's such a close 50-50 district. It could go either way. If a good Democrat announces, they could take that seat. If they take that seat, that lowers our majority in the U.S. Congress. This is an ego thing, totally driven by these rhino establishment people. The people that are putting on this fake Lincoln Day dinner up north, whoever, Friends of Up North, whoever the heck they are, and now the DeVos family kicking in $5 million to a super PAC. It's almost like they want us to lose the Republican majority in Washington, and they want to give our state's governorship for the next 8 years to a Democrat. Now, let's be totally clear. If John James wins the Republican nomination in August of next year, 2026, will we vote for him in November against the Democrat candidate? Absolutely. I'm coloring in the oval for every Republican next year. Whoever wins the nomination, I'm going to support him. But I don't think he can win. That's the problem. Mike Patrick very astutely said it. He can't win. Bob in Hillsdale, he can't win a statewide race. He's already proven it to us. Two failed attempts at the U.S. Senate statewide race. He steps down and gets a congressional district down in southeastern Michigan and goes to Washington, where he wanted to be all along. I'm sorry, you don't leave the private sector, you don't leave your family's business to run for the U.S. Senate in Washington, D.C., because you really wanted to be a governor of your state. Two completely different job descriptions. Being a legislator versus a CEO of a state. Running the state as a governor, in charge of our National Guard, in charge of our economy, in charge of tax programs, spending, budgets, having to balance a budget, sign it in a way that makes your state better, that you fix the state and get people to start coming back here. The number one biggest problem we have in the state of Michigan right now, folks, in my opinion, declining population. Why are we losing people? Because our policies suck. Our tax policies, our regulations, the way they are overspending with this budget, how these departments are mismanaged, not running efficiently, not doing it smartly like Donald Trump is doing in Washington with our country. In the next segment, I've got a whole thing about what Donald Trump is doing in the Middle East. It's absolutely amazing what he's accomplishing this week for our country. That's the type of leadership we need in the next governor of the state of Michigan. And I'm sorry, but these politicians, legislators, not the solution. In my opinion, not the solution. And all of this is actually for naught because $5 million from a super PAC controlled by the DeVos family? Well, guess what? When Perry Johnson on Mackinac Island this September announces his run for governor, he's going to open up his campaign finance account with $10 million. Double what the DeVos family are giving to John James' support. Out of the gate. Did not know this about Perry at all. But when they were talking to him last week about the tariffs, or maybe it was a couple weeks ago, he owns businesses in 61 countries. He's got his own private jet, just like Donald Trump. Not as big as Trump's, but still a private jet. He gets in the race on Mackinac Island this September, which, by the way, I'll be broadcasting from the Grand Hotel this year. $10 million. He's going to buy the poll on Mackinac Island. If he decides to run. We'll see what his wife has to say. Bottom of the hour news break. What is Donald Trump doing in the Middle East? Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leader.